Wow. But that's a hell of an offer.
Radio.
Welcome to the Future Funeral Service. I'm your host, Robin Heppel, from FuneralFuturist.com. We are continuing our series of pre-conference interviews for Funeral Plans Canada 10th Annual Sales Conference that is going to be held in Kitchener, Ontario, on November 28th and 29th. Today's guest is Dan Azard from the Foresight Companies, located in Phoenix, Arizona. Dan, are you there?
I'm very much here, Rob.
Great, Dan. Now, if you could just provide a little bit of background about yourself and your company for the listeners, please.
Rob, as far as my own background, I'm a pencil-sucking geek that found the funeral and cemetery industry to be underutilized. And what I've made my challenge in my ministry is to bring business-related concepts to this industry and try to help funeral directors and funeral homeowners and cemeterians become more profitable, and therefore there's a trickle-down effect to all the employees that they have and the results of that success within their own community. My company employs 10 people in our Phoenix Metroplex, and we serve funeral homeowners and cemeterians throughout North America. We've done assignments in Central America, Europe, and are currently working on a very important assignment in the state of Hawaii.
Hmm. Great. Well, that's always a good travel place to go anyway. But
that's
I know you'll be busy there in the books. Now, Dan, in Kitchener, you're going to be presenting a sales souffle without the sweat. Now, come on, Dan, are we going to be talking about cooking there in Kitchener?
Well, I think we're going to be talking about how to cook up some profit.
Okay. and really, it's about sales and marketing and kind of the lead generation process. Is that correct?
It is. Rob, I've studied pre-need since 1985, and while I hardly feel old enough to have been doing this now for more than 20 years, the reality is that pre-need, if done properly, is a wonderful accent to a funeral home, and when done improperly, it's a terrible drain upon the funeral home. More times than not, it is done without an understanding of basic needs of profitability, keeping a control on costs, and having a paradigm that basically establishes a success track for that business, not only today when selling the contracts, but in the future when having to service those contracts. So I'm going to be covering all these matters in a generalized area to try to help the attendees understand how to best profit from the entire marketing side of pre-need.
Because sometimes, Dan, you know, as we've talked about before in the past, is that some funeral home owners are involved in pre-need or the pre-planning part of their business because their competitors are doing it, so they feel that they have to. And it's not always the most focused area, and you know, always gets put aside. And you know, maybe it's just money thrown at it and said, okay, here's your marketing budget. You know, do with it what you will. But there's not really, because funeral directors aren't salespeople, and you know, they probably have never been taught or know the sales cycle. So maybe, you know, I understand that's what you're going to be partially covering in your presentation.
Yeah, Rob, I thank God that most funeral directors are caregivers and not business people, because it does allow me to make a living. But when we look at the sales cycle, most people, as you said, look at this basically how to lose. They approach their pre-need marketing team and they say, well, here's a dollar amount. Don't spend more than this. The reality is they should be approaching it with the opposite concern. Here's how many pre-needs I want us to write this year. And while funeral directors walk around with an at-need paradigm, they know exactly how many at-needs they're going to service in the course of a typical year.
Mm-hmm.
They have a shrug of a shoulder when it comes to asking them what their pre-need paradigm is. So they essentially have no game plan for what they're going to write, but they only go into it saying, this is the amount of money that I'm going to spend on pre-need. And that's like going to Las Vegas saying, well, I'm going to lose $5,000, and you don't know whether it's going to be in one roll of the dice, or it's going to be over the course of a entire vacation, or what your chances are of winning.
Mm-hmm. So now, Dan, you know, funeral directors, you know, getting into this, as you said, have an idea of what their, how many calls they're going to service for that year, for in an at-need basis. What, you know, starting out, what would be a goal for them to set for their pre-need? Would you say like a 2-to-1 ratio? You know, 100 at-need calls to 50 pre-needs, or, you know, just to starting out, obviously not, probably not the optimum, but what are your thoughts there?
Rob, the typical funeral home in the United States currently writes about 40 contracts of pre-need in the course of a year for every 100 services that they hold, total services.
Mm-hmm.
So they're writing about 40% of their total service contract. That number should be, and there's no reason that it can't be, 1-to-1. When funeral homes concentrate on what it takes to effectively market pre-need, training their staff, having dedicated staff, they're very easily able to get up to a one contract written of pre-need for every one service that they have in a typical year. The second thing the funeral director should be looking at is what my average revenue per contract is going to be. Most pre-need contracts are written at about 92 to 94% of the current at-need average revenue per call, when in fact they should be at 100% or greater.
No.
And that's a flaw of pricing and the mentality of the salesperson.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Why would that be? Because you would think that if someone was focused in the area of pre-need, that they would, you know, they're not getting interrupted by having to handle funerals and things like that. So why, I would wonder why that would be less.
Well, funeral directors, by and large, are order takers. In other words, one of the great jokes that I know God puts in front of me on a regular basis is when I attend a state convention and I hear a funeral director talking to a buddy and saying, I sold 3 coppers last month. Well, the reality is they didn't sell 3 coppers. They took orders from consumers who chose 3 coppers totally on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are clearly people who do a better job of doing consultative selling than others, but most funeral directors are order takers. And when it comes to a pre-arrangement, once they see that the family is inclined to pre-arrange, they do the same thing. They start taking the order. As opposed to asking the family, important factors in the planning of that funeral, and possibly even taking the risk of offending them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a family says, no, we don't want a chapel utilization, the funeral director just checks off, you know, no chapel, no visitation, and possibly a visitation or not. They don't ask the family why not. They don't explain to the family the benefits of using that chapel or having that visitation or viewing. So they go into this order-taking mode, and they're just happy that they're going to wind up putting a pre-need on the books.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very, very ineffective planning, and it's very, very ineffective marketing of the pre-needs.
And it's still going to hurt that funeral home, down the road when they have to service that contract.
Absolutely. One of the most telling consultative roles that we play is we do something called a target profit monitor for our consulting clients, and one of the conditions of that is we look at the number of pre-arrangements, look at the average revenue per call, we look at the average visitations, in other words, what percentage of those pre-arrangements have a visitation versus the average revenue per call today versus the average number of visitations today. And we do the same thing for chapel and the same thing for cremate, casketing versus non-casketing and what level of casket. We find in almost all cases of almost all funeral homes that when the funeral directors do the marketing from their internal staff, these dynamics take place, and therefore the future of their business is not going to be growing. The future of their business is going to be resulting in less and less profitable services.
Absolutely. Now, so Dan, if we can then drill down a little bit for in your presentation, what steps are you going to, what are they going to then learn, and then after that, what can they then take back to their funeral home and implement as soon as possible?
Well, the very first thing I want them to learn is how to have an awareness of what they know and what they don't know. Once I establish that, then I want to take the tasks of pre-need marketing, and I want to compartmentalize it so that way we can look at each of these levels of task and figure out which of these things a funeral director can do or a funeral home manager can do when they get home. For example, closing attempts. We should be studying the ratio between closing attempts and closings. If it's not the ratio that we want, then we have to figure out why and what we can do to get it better. Some of the things we could do, for example, in that case, are having better sales training, videotaping sales presentations in a hypothetical or training environment. Look at the list that we're starting with from the very beginning, because if, in fact, that list is a purchase list of people that represent a cross-section of their demographic area, we're going to be getting a lesser result than if we create the list from our own. And therefore, one thing that I want funeral directors to do when they go home is start figuring out how to start creating this list from scratch to increase the probability of success at every step in their pre-need marketing.
Now, Dan, with like if we let's just take a number of say 1,000 leads, and they've got that number, then and that results then in 3 sales in a 0.3 closing ratio. What you're what I'm hearing is that it's not just that's just not the ratio. You're going to teach them to actually break down from sending out the mail to then how many returns they're going to get, and then how many of those leads that they get will become appointments, and then those appointments then become closes and that, so that they can then really dial in on the specific area of, because if you just look from the biggest number to then the end of the run, they may not know, you know, where they can kind of fine tune that. And is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'm sorry to sound like a capitalist, in a classic situation, that funeral home may not be realizing that they're spending between $500 and $800 per pre-need contract that they're putting on the books before any commission costs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very expensive process when done incorrectly or done the current way. My process is to demonstrate to the attendees what they can do to increase their results and at the same time manage their costs and bring the costs down to literally under $100 per contract.
Now, with that then, we always like to try to provide something that they are, then that tool that they're going to be able to, so you've taught them this, what are they going to be able to walk away with and start doing immediately?
Well, I think the very first thing they can walk away with is, for example, a way to start building out that list.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I can go to a lead broker and buy a list of people over age 60 within 3 miles of any funeral home in North America. That list has a cost. Then there's a cost of mailing. There's a cost of printing and ultimately resulting in the numbers that you mentioned just moments ago. If I start focusing today on how to increase that list by creating that list of names who have already been favorably impressed with my business at one level or another. That's the key point of starting to get a higher result whenever I do a pre-need solicitation.
Well, and one thing, Dan, that was mentioned in one of the earlier interviews was that one of the pre-need companies from the U.S. did a study, and 50% of the people that purchased a pre-arrangement had been at the funeral home within a year. And so here, you know, we are sometimes looking outside, and we'll, you know, as you said, go to a mailing company and purchase a list or something like that, or do some more of a broadcasting type marketing. And what, you know, the results from the survey are is here we've got people coming through the funeral home all the time. What are we, how are we connecting with them? How are we starting that conversation?
Well, you're exactly correct. Once they've come in contact with us, we need to know who they are. We need to understand what their mentality is, and we need to record that information because they may or may not be interested today, but if they are not interested today, they may be interested at some time in the future. But we have to capture this information and not lose it. You know, the industry that is the greatest at this is not the funeral industry, but the casino industry. If you set foot in a hotel owned by a casino, from the time you check in until you hit your room, just 6 minutes later, that casino has already learned as much as they can about you, and they're going to keep that information. And if they like the way you play and if they like the way you spend, they're going to want to make you an ongoing relationship. We need to be doing the same thing in the funeral and cemetery industry. And it's not just people coming inside of my funeral home. There's a physical funeral home and there's a virtual funeral home. It's easier for us to track those that come inside of my virtual funeral home than it is my physical funeral home. But either way, I've got to record that information. It's got to be part of my business operating process that I do collect that and I'm prepared to do something with it once I have that information on who has come in contact with my business.
And one of the problems that a lot of funeral home owners and managers talk about is the lack of loyalty today. And but here's an opportunity to start increasing that, you know, regaining that loyalty or making those that communication, starting that conversation with new people, so that in, you know, every 10 years or so, as the statistics tell us, they experience another death. We've built a relationship, and they say, "Oh, well, Dan has sent me an email about every 6 months, just, you know, or maybe it's a letter, or maybe a newsletter, or something that we're communicating with people who have already seen us in action and serving the community."
Exactly. We as a industry are perfectly staffed for the time from when death occurs until 3 or 4 days later when the body is either buried or cremated. As you said, it may be 6 or 10 years until we come in contact with that family having an immediate need again. But unless we keep reminding that family during that 6 or 10 year period that we are the funeral director that we expect to serve them, then we're letting that relationship go on chance.
Well, Dan, we're almost running out of time. I just, you know, I want to let people know that it sounds like it's going to be really entertaining as usual, but also thought provoking. And you know, the main thing is being able to take something away and being able to put that into action once they get back to the funeral home. Do you have any final comments?
Well, Rob, certainly I hope to meet a lot of people when being up there. I think that the program and the other presenters are certainly very, very powerful for those couple of days. But most importantly, I want people to come up there either with an open mind or allow me to whack them in the side of the head with a 2x4 to open that mind up. Because we've got to start doing things differently, more professionally, more profitably, and more productively.
Well, that sounds great, Dan. And I'd like to thank Dan Azard from the 4th Foresight companies who will be presenting a sales souffle without the sweat at Funeral Plans Canada 10th Annual Sales Conference that is going to be held in Kitchener, Ontario on November 28th and 29th. For more information and registration details, visit www.funeralplans.net. Check back soon for another FPC pre-conference interview. On behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.